Hello, faith-filled friends. So as I explained in the last episode, we are going to get a little more targeted in our podcast. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to find and share the topics that are important to you and your business. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about niching down and doing this by getting really clear on your audience and on their pain points. Now, I don't know about you, but this is something that I feel like I've done 100 times. But here's what I found. The more products or services you introduce, the more niche down you need to be. And the more niche down you are, the more targeted your copy and marketing is. And the more targeted your marketing is, the more sales you get because you're saying the right things to the right audience to show them that your product or service is the solution to their pain point. We're going to have a free guide for you at the end of this episode, so stick around. But for right now, I cannot wait to introduce you to our brilliant guest that we have for you today, Mrs. Tracy T. Holloway. Tracy T. Holloway, CEO of the Way Up Creative Group, is a value-driven professional woman of many hats, recently awarded an Alignable Local Business Person of the Year Award from Mansfield, Texas. Tracy applies 3 core values to every aspect of her life and business: creativity, excellence, and success. She's a master communicator who knows how to drive messages to the heart. She helps brands create effective messaging, then uses traditional and digital marketing strategies to spread the word. Tracy's faith-based approach to branding and communication strategies helps her provide clients with tools to achieve long-term success over time. She currently serves as Executive Director of Communications for Heart Tones, a literary arts ministry, where she supports a national initiative to address advanced care planning healthcare disparities in the Black community. She is also an advisory board member and media advisor to a nonprofit children's clothing bank in Dallas, Texas called Carter's House. Coming from a long line of women business owners, she has always had entrepreneurial blood in her veins. From 2005 to 2022, she operated T. Jackson PR, an editorial public relations support business. And in 2021, she founded the Way Up Creative Group, LLC, which offers coaching and content consulting to help new or existing small businesses or brands elevate their messaging in the marketplace. And Tracy and I were actually introduced by very important people in our lives, our sons, and I immediately knew that Tracy was someone that I wanted to get to know better. So Tracy, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So we kind of talked a little bit about your journey to where you are now, but tell us how you started your current business.
Well, actually, the Way Up Creative started from a dream that I had about a business that I needed to start. And this was like late 2018. I woke up from a dream and I had this phrase in my mind called the Way Up. And I said, well, I know it's a business. So I went to the website on GoDaddy and like reserved all these websites with that name. And then I just started to flesh out some ideas concerning the Way Up. And I didn't really know what to do with it. At that time, I had all these different parts of what this business was going to be. And it seemed like too much. And so I put it aside for years, literally for years. And then because of the pandemic, that gave me a lot of time to kind of reflect, as it did probably for so many people, a lot of time to reflect on what it was that I wanted to do and how I wanted to change my life. And then one day, like early January, February, God just told me, you already have everything you need. Stop delaying. Just go do it. And so I listened to that because not only did God just tell me that in vision, but also my husband had been saying that, my mom had been saying that. So I kept hearing that message. Tracy, you already have everything you need. Just move forward. And so, but when God said it to me, that of course, that should have been my first confirmation. But, you know, other people were trying to help me get there. And eventually I did. And I listened to that prompting and just went ahead and started the Way Up Creative Group. Not really knowing how to bring all those things that I'd seen before, years before, to pass, but just knowing that I had everything that I needed to at least begin the journey.
Oh, I love that so much. I think that's such a testament to, you know, God directs us in so many different ways. And when we have the opportunity to almost hear that tangible voice, that tangible prompting, what a blessing that is. But yeah. What I've noticed in my own life, because the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur came about similarly, it wasn't in a dream, but it was on a car ride. We don't usually have all of the pieces together. It's like, mm-hmm. here's your next step. Here's right. your next step. And it doesn't all make sense at that time, but we know that God's timing is perfect. So I just love that. So how have you seen God show up in your journey in entrepreneurship?
Well, entrepreneurship is not new to me. I grew up around entrepreneurs and I've always known that I wanted to own my own business. So this is actually my second bid at, you know, starting a business. First business, I started working as a freelance consultant doing PR and editorial writing. I actually started out writing resumes at first and then just kind of ventured into that. So from 2005 to, you know, 2022, I was doing T. Jackson PR, which is boutique PR and editorial. And God just continued to just show me my next move. Like usually through dreams or visions, like he'll just give me something that I need to do. And if I'm listening well, if my life is not too crowded, then I can hear him with full focus. You know, occasionally I just need to have extra push or an extra voice to just remind me or just confirm what I've been hearing. And so he'll send me those people or those things in my life to just show me when I'm on the right path. I don't know if you know about deja vu, but it means already been seen. So I have a lot of deja vu moments too. And I think of those moments as me being on the right path because I've already seen it before in a vision and a dream. And when it happens in real life, I just pause for a minute and I'm thinking, I'm supposed to be here. Now, what was it that was happening when I originally saw this? And so I know that's just God leading me through this journey of life and business and family. And so I just trust and depend on him to just do that for me.
I love that you said that God is speaking to you. And as long as your life isn't too crowded, then you're aware of that. And I think that's so true. I think that hits home with so many of us who are entrepreneurs, who are business owners. I don't know about you, but I have enough to do that I could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And any time that I'm not working is spent, you know, at baseball practice or baseball games or trying to spend time with my family. And so everything is good. They're all good things. But, you know, one of the things that we really try to emphasize is that we have to seek God first. We have to seek God first. And I think that when we're seeking him first, that's when we're open to hearing from him. And so I love the way that you phrase that, that if your life isn't too crowded, then you can hear that. I think that's really wise.
Absolutely.
Your area of expertise when it comes to business is branding and is marketing. And so as we're talking about really niching down, you know, one of the first steps to doing that is making sure that you know who your ideal customer avatar is. So could you kind of explain in your words what an ideal customer avatar would be and why it's important to know who this person is?
I would explain the ideal customer avatar as your most truly ideal customer or client. In a perfect world with, you know, perfect business where you could just go out and say, hey, I'm in business and get the magical client. What does that look like? You know, what is their background? What are their hobbies? What are their activities? Are they married? You know, what are their, tell me about them, you know? And if you can identify who that truly ideal client is, then of course you can go out to this busy, busy marketplace, so many distractions and all types of people and hone in on your target. And it'll save you money, it'll save you time in advertising and just reaching out, doing all the things related to marketing. If you know exactly who to talk to, who to reach out to, how do they speak? How do they seek answers? You know, where are they located? All those different things about a person and a person's life. If you think about that in its entirety, then that will help you identify who your most truly ideal client or customer is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second part of that is once you know who your ideal customer avatar is, then you want to determine their pain points. Sometimes we get wrapped up in, you know, I help teachers, help students, but that doesn't necessarily talk about what their pain points are. And when we can identify their pain points, then it allows us to speak to those and to make sure that the solution that we're giving is the solution that's right for them. So Can you kind of talk about pain points and what that looks like and how that connects to the ideal customer that you're looking for?
Pain points is key because in the world of, you know, business, we're offering something to people. We want them to buy that service or buy that product from us. Essentially, what we're offering to them is an answer to a problem or a solution to a problem that they have or a challenge that they face. So if we don't recognize what those challenges are and speak to that in our messaging, in our marketing, in our social media, in our public relations, in our advertising, if we don't speak to that challenge or that issue or that problem that they're having, then it's hard for us to be part of the solutions when they're seeking out these answers to those things. If our messaging doesn't carry that forth, then they won't know that we have a solution to something that they have a problem for. So it's really important to connect what it is that your most truly ideal client is suffering through. Like, what are they needing resolution for? And how can you let them know that your business offers the exact right service or the exact right product that they need to resolve that issue? It all comes down to messaging. And in order to come up with that foundational messaging, as I call it, you do have to realize what those initial pain points are so you can speak to it.
Yeah, that's so good. I love your analogy of a pond versus an ocean. Can you explain that? I thought that was such a great way to say that.
I think of it like fishing. So if you're, you know, honing in on your niche topic and your niche audience, then it's the difference between being on a fishing boat in a pond that's full of fish. And you're all equipped and you know exactly what you're doing and you're going to go out there and fish in this pond that's full of fish. Chances are you're going to catch way more fish than if you have that same boat equipped in the same way, but you're in an ocean and all of your fish are scattered about. You're not in the right place to be successful or as successful as you could be. So that's all about finding, again, where is your audience? Where are your fish? Where are they? And maybe they're in the big wide ocean. And then in order to be there, you might need different tools than what you have. So it's about finding out where you need to be. And sometimes that could be in a pond full of fish versus being in an ocean where it's just open access to everything. So,
yeah. And I think that's a really great illustration because I think that sometimes people think, well, if I niche down, I'm going to be excluding people. I'm not going to be reaching as many people. But if you don't niche down, a lot of times we don't reach anybody because our message doesn't speak to anybody. It speaks maybe a little bit to a lot of different people, but not directly to anybody. And so that was certainly a lesson that I learned through that. So how have you seen this concept of niching down? How have you seen that work in your own business? I know that's what you preach to other people, but tell us your own experience about it.
Yeah. So it's actually something that I have just begun to do with my new business that I didn't do as well with my first business with T. Jackson PR. I worked T. Jackson PR as freelance PR writing and editing. And I took on just about any job that I could. If it was words, then, you know, hire me. I can help you write whatever it is. And I learned in that process of just being open to any client, any project that comes along, that there were actually some projects that I actually enjoyed more than others, certain clients that I preferred over others. And so unbeknownst to me, I was niching down over the course of years by eliminating certain projects and eliminating certain types of clients along the way. And I took that knowledge of knowing which type of clients I prefer to work with, which type of projects I prefer to work with, and honed in on a niche, which is now startup businesses and existing businesses who are run by, you know, solo entrepreneurs or small business owners. And niche, again, this is not a term that I learned through college. I went to college and I majored in management information systems, software programming, essentially, and data management. I used that skill, but it wasn't a marketing degree. And so I've learned my marketing skills just by people watching and working in business and just narrowing down what I've done. And I've learned over the course of the years, you know, that there are certain things that I prefer. And so what I did was take that when I started The Way Up Creative last year, I already knew there were certain projects that I was just not going to take and things that I was not going to do. And by this time, I had learned a lot more about marketing. I had a lot more of that background under me and you know, under my belt. And so I knew that that was called a niche, and I knew that was called an audience and a target market. So I knew exactly what to go for. But it took some time, and there was a trial and error there. For 16 years, I did T. Jackson PR. And over the course of the first maybe, you know, 10 years of that, in and out of that as a freelancer, I really had to learn, you know, what type of client suited me best. And it's helped me now to just be able to help my clients figure that out a lot faster than 16 years. And also just, you know, to not make the same mistake for so long. I value that time. I learned a lot in that experience, but that's how I've seen it play and do well in my own journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I love that journey that you went on, because I think so many of us have been on that journey as well. So many business owners start because of a passion, not with a degree. I mean, I came out of education. I was a teacher, a zero business background. And so I feel like everything is trial and error, you know, but then once you've had that, once you've experienced it, then you do get to turn and share that knowledge with other people. That's all part of it there. So I love that. So I want to circle back to talking about pain points again. In your current business specifically, how do you determine when you start to coach somebody, or even before that, right? You just had a launch. How do you determine your customers' pain points to make sure that you're marketing to the right thing and that you're helping them with the right thing?
Essentially, I just ask them, you know, what is it that is challenging you the most in your business? What are some of the issues that you find that you just cannot find a solution for? A general one that I always hear a lot is, what keeps you up at night? You know, yeah, but it's really essentially that. It's identifying, you know, what is it exactly that is causing you trouble in your business? What don't you have a solution for? And sometimes they're not able to express the actual thing, like they can't pinpoint that thing that's wrong, but they tell me the symptoms of it. I'm not making enough money. I don't have engagement on my social media, you know, things like that. And I can listen to that and get to the root cause of, well, what is it that's actually keeping you from seeing success in this area? And so, and I do this, you know, we walk together through this process through coaching. I actually offer a signature program through my new business, The Way Up Creative, called Elevate Your Brand. And so we'll walk through that and we'll talk about pain points. We'll talk about core messaging, core values, their mission, vision, values, and all of that foundational messaging that I think is so important to have before you can deliver any content marketing or public relations to an outside audience.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I like how you called it the symptoms, because I really think more times than not, that is what we get. I know that in my educational consulting business, I do not teach to a test. That is something that is not part of what I do. However, my buyers are administrators. And one of the main pain points that they have is that they have certain groups of students who are consistently scoring low on tests. So raising your test scores is not something that I would naturally throw out there as being why I do what I do. It is a pain point. And so when I could start, what I do does raise test scores because of all of the other things that we hit. Because when you raise engagement and create independent learners, when you increase literacy, all of that is going to translate to test scores. But I realized that I had to start marketing that piece of it as well, because that was such a big pain point for administrators. But I love that you just said that was a symptom. Low test scores is just a symptom for everything else. But once I could hit that, man, that connected a lot better. So I think that is a really key piece of advice there, is to listen to the symptoms, and then you use your expertise to actually get to the root of the problem, because they don't even know what the root of that problem is.
Right. So, and I think that's excellent that you figured that out, that your audience is actually looking for a particular thing and you added that to your messaging. That's exactly what business owners need to do and make sure that they are answering the questions that their target clients are asking within their messaging and within their content that they're putting out. That's good that you did that.
Thank you. Took us a little while to figure some of that out, but all part of the deal. Okay, so our time is kind of starting to close here, but man, we would sure appreciate it if you could just leave us with a few tangible tips for niching down for those of our listeners that are getting started with our business. And then I would love for you to tell us how we can connect with you, how we can follow you to get more of your wisdom.
As far as niching down, definitely a tip that I would say is just start with what you're most passionate about. You got to think about your natural abilities, like your innate gifts and talents. What are you just naturally good at? And that's not always a skill like crocheting. You weren't born knowing how to crochet, but the idea is that you're born creating something tangible. And so look at that. What is it that you love to do? And what is that thing that you could do in your sleep and help someone else do without much thought, because it's just so much a part of who you are and how you live your life. That is the key to finding your niche topic. And then once you know your niche topic, then you can identify, well, who else is interested in that topic? And that'll help you find your audience. And then once you find your audience, then you'll know how to speak their language to answer the problems that they have, the challenges that they face through your messaging. So it all starts with that passion. And I think that there are a lot of people out here that are looking for satisfaction, and they're out here trying to find what their purpose is. And so there are a lot of people that are working jobs that are not satisfied because they feel unfulfilled, but the job is providing something like financial provision or maybe medical insurance. But there are a lot of people out here who are looking to align themselves and place themselves somewhere where they can pursue their passion. So my advice is to follow that passion. You know, don't just take any job just because it's a job, but take a job that aligns with your passion, something you have an interest in. Don't just start any business just to make money, but start a business that aligns with a passion or a natural gifting that you have. And then from there, it just makes that flow so much better. Another thing that I would tell them is just to give yourself grace, because chances are you're not going to get it right the first time. I mean, we're people, we make mistakes all the time. The goal is to just learn from those and just keep going. So don't be too hard on yourself if you're trying to figure it out and you spend time or even money in something, then you realize later, oh, this was not it. That's okay. What did you learn from that and how can you move it forward? And then the last thing I like to tell people is that when you look at competitors or your competition, at least for me as a faith-based entrepreneur, looking at it from the perspective of this is not competition with me. I am looking at where can I fill in gaps? Where does God want me to put my skills and my business so that I can thrive in this marketplace? It's not a matter of competition. The world calls things competition or competitors, but if we're all one in the body, then we know we all have a certain thing that we're supposed to do. Everyone has a gift, everyone has a talent, everyone has a job to do within the body. And so it's like, okay, so we have fingers on this body per se. Well, maybe you can be an extra finger. That's okay. That's fine. Fingers have jobs. They have things to do. And so not looking at what is going out there in the marketplace as I have to be doing what the competition is doing, but looking at as where can I find my place and how can I thrive? How can I build and how can I do what God's purpose is for me to do out here in the marketplace to reach who He has purposed me to reach? And you can only do that by being yourself. So those three things would be it.
That's so good. And I think as faithful entrepreneurs, we have to constantly remind ourselves of that. I have Ephesians 3:20 right here. Now, all glory to God who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Because it is easy to get into this marketplace and feel like I'm not good enough. I don't have enough to offer. They have so much more experience. But you absolutely nailed it on the head when you said that God has given us our businesses, just like he gave us our children for those of us who are parents. He gave us our spouse for those of us who are married, but they are not ours. They are just ours to steward. And so he's going to equip us with everything we need to be able to run our business for his glory. So we can't get bogged down with our own limitations or the skills of other people, right? It's just that next right step of obedience there. I love that you said that. Okay, Ms. Tracy, well, tell us how we can find you, follow you, connect with you. Tell us all the goodness.
Well, I do have a free booking call for those who are interested in just a free session with me. It's about 15 minutes. We'll talk about your business, maybe identify some pain points and quickly some solutions on how my business can help you through that. You can find that on our website at thewayupcreative.com/book-free-call. And then also, I am on social media. My business is at The Way Up Creative on Facebook and Instagram primarily. And also, if you want to follow me, I'm at The Way Up CEO on Instagram.
Okay, awesome. And we will have all of those links, including the link for the free call, on our show notes and on our social media posts. And so I just so appreciate your wisdom and your guidance on this. You are a wealth of knowledge and you are such a fun person and such a good friend. And so y'all, if you are looking for somebody to help you on this journey, Tracy would be an excellent person to connect with. At Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, we do have a free guide just to help you with the first steps of figuring out your ideal customer avatar and what their pain points are. And so you can head to our website at jenkleiber.com/finding-your-niche. I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Follow us on Instagram at jen_Kleiber. And there you will get business strategies and verses for guidance and encouragement. And it's just awesome to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. And Tracy is there too. So that is another place that you can connect with her as well. So Tracy, I just want to thank you again for your time and for joining us on this episode.
Thank you, Jen. It's my pleasure. I love you, friend.
I love you too. You can always check out jenkleiber.com to find out all that's going on with Faith-Filled Entrepreneur and get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. I want to thank you all for listening. Please subscribe and share with your other Faith-Filled Entrepreneur friends, especially if you know that this episode could help them. And we will be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.